Sunday morning, I have to thank especially our Sunday school teachers, Brother Uwais, Omar and Asad, Brother Ali. I know how difficult it must have been to come this morning, especially after last night. And Sister Gachi, if you can please thank the Sunday school teachers that have put in this extra effort of not just coming last night and helping out with the program, but alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His infinite mercy and wisdom, made it a success. If you can thank the teachers for last night, and again getting up this morning and coming back, and then again tomorrow, most of them going to school. It's a big sacrifice that you have made, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for it. Also, for those of you that did not come, it is sad, and I'll tell you why it is sad. As Muslims, we should put sometimes our differences aside and come together on events that share commonality. And this shows our spirit within ourselves and our neighbors as well. I mean, how embarrassing it is sometimes that you get a masjid full with non-Muslims, and many Muslims that go to different centers don't want to come here because it is Khadija Center. I mean, one thing the doctor made very, very powerful point yesterday, he says, we don't front of ourselves and within ourselves, even though we have differences, we should get together. And we don't show our differences to outsiders, unless, of course, there is a very, very valid reason for that. But under general circumstances, there is no reason for us not to be together. So inshallah, maybe next time around, we will probably give extra credit to the kids to bring their parents maybe. Those of you that are young, tell your parents about the event that they missed out upon and how they could have benefited themselves and those around. And a third very important point, everyone is looking for answers to give to others. For example, people ask you questions about Islam, about why does Islam allow terrorism, or does Islam allow terrorism. When you get guest speakers that plan their speeches in advance, like our Dr. Muzammil Siddiqui, then he will give you some answers. And those answers you can take and now give to your friends in school. When teachers ask questions, you are now taking notes, and you can share that notes with others. I mean, yesterday so many students were taking notes. But if you look at some of our Muslim boys and girls looking around, smiling and doing other happy things, which is no problem. But this is not the idea of these programs. The idea of this program is to gather data. The man that is speaking is not just speaking. He is doing research work. He's sharing information with you. People pay thousands of dollars to get speeches like that. And they take that data and they share it to groups of people who take that data thereafter and share it to the students. So inshallah, I was told that we'll try to have programs maybe once a month, once every 2 months. And I really honestly think that as part of our growth, especially the young ones over here and our teachers upstairs, should tell the students about it and convince the students to bring their parents, inshallah. That way, not only do we have non-Muslims, but also, inshallah, Muslims to come as well. But barakah, let us just do one hadith, inshallah. The hadith of Rasulullah says the following: modesty brings nothing but good. Modesty is good in its entirety. Modesty is good in its entirety. What does modesty is good in its entirety mean? It means the following. It means the way in which you dress, the way in which you talk, the way in which you text, the way in which you go to Facebook, the way in which you go and you approach the internet, the way in which you discuss and dialogue with one another, the way in which you read the Quran, the way in which you talk about Allah, the way in which you eat, the way in which you interact with people of the same gender and other genders, is very, very important that we are modest in our approach. Meaning, whatever we are doing, we have to ask ourselves, what does my Allah demand of me in this situation? And once you are able to answer, what does my Allah demand of me in a given situation, then inshallah, whatever you say, whatever you do, knowing that Allah is watching you, you will not go to the wrong site, you will not say the wrong things, you will not talk in the wrong manner, you will not waste or throw away food, you will be sharing with others rather than just being selfish. This is all part of modesty. So it says the following: modesty, whatever form it is, It is always going to be good and beneficial. So hold on to being modest and the best you can be. That will, inshallah, Allah will give you success in this world and the hereafter. So inshallah, don't forget to tell your friends about the event last night if they didn't come. And next time, inshallah, let us all live together so we can make best of ourselves.